everyone. I'm Jody, and welcome to American Cafe.
大家好，我是杨晨，欢迎您到美语咖啡屋。Jody， 我们为什么要放这个音乐啊？我现在觉得我好像到了太空一样。
Because, Yang Chen, today we are visiting a different world. The world of teenagers.
No! 我们能不能谈点别的？
Calm down, calm down. It'll be okay. Besides, we were all teenagers once. Do you remember when you became a teenager?
我不记得了，好像太遥远。
Oh, it does feel like a long time ago. But it was only a mere 10 years.
十年前。你数学怎么学的？
Oh, never you mind. Anyway, today we're going to revisit that awkward time when you're no longer a child and not yet an adult. So without further delay, let's meet Eric, a student in Virginia who celebrates his birthday on New Year's Day.
My name is Eric. I am 13. My birthday is January 1st, 1991, and...I go to Hayfield Secondary School in Virginia.
Eric's a teenager, all right. Can you hear how his voice is starting to change?
没错，听得出来他的声音好像是正在变粗哈。哎，我很好奇，一个13岁的男孩，你说他每天都做些什么呢？
That's just what we're going to find out. So here's Eric as he walks us through a normal school day.
I shower, get dressed, go downstairs, eat breakfast, and get my stuff ready for school.
Eric 刚才谈的是他到学校以前先洗澡，然后穿好衣服，然后到楼下去吃饭，然后 gets his stuff ready for school. Stuff 这个词好像特别有用啊。
Very useful.
那他到了学校以后都做些什么呢？
Well, Eric's classes include strings, which means his music lesson for viola.
中提琴。
Right.And Eric must really enjoy his strings class because he has trouble remembering what he has next.
First thing, I go to strings, then I run off to health or PE, which will be PE when I get out of winter break. And then we have homeroom and then lunch.And then I have algebra every day. And then I have English. And then I jump on a bus and go home and do stuff.
哎 ,Jody, 等一等。你得解释一下什么是 PE, 什么是 homeroom?
Oh, right. PE stands for physical education. You know, gym class.
对 ,PE 就是体育课的意思。哎，那 homeroom 该怎么理解呢？
Homeroom is difficult to explain. It's kind of like a break or a study hall if you have a strict teacher.
我还是不太明白。那我们让 Eric 来解释一下好不好？
Homeroom is where we can do whatever we want, but some teachers are mean and have you like read or do homework. Oh, they let you do whatever you want, talk loudly, throw stuff at people.
Eric 刚才是不是说他们有的时候会 throw stuff?
Again, stuff. Yes, he did. He did. But I think, Yang Chen, he was just joking. Or maybe not. I don't know how bad kids are these days.
Do stuff. 上了一天的学，那他回家以后都做些什么呢？
Well, I like to play video games, and I'd say about 75% of American teenagers play video games.
说起电子游戏，其实不光是美国的小孩，全世界的小孩都迷电子游戏。
Oh, most definitely. According to Eric, some of the most popular video games these days are role-playing video games.
就是说玩的人呢可以扮演里面的人物。
I like Baton Kaitos. Baton Kaitos is a game where you are trying to...save the world from an evil god and find out where the ocean has gone.
Wow, Eric 要从一个邪恶之神手中拯救世界，还要去寻找一个迷失的海洋，他可够忙的。
Wow, he's a busy teenager.
那我们就祝他好运了。好，各位听众，谢谢大家收听美语咖啡屋，我们下次节目再见。
See you next time on American Cafe.
旺旺英语网站欢迎您的光临，请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。